The first babies of the year in South Korea. Twins held by their grandmothers and another by a new father. A welcome sound in a country that has been at a population death cross since 2020, the number of deaths consistently outpacing births. The president says the government has poured more than $220 billion into increasing the fertility rate over the past 16 years without avail.
We need effective policies that are based not on populism, but science and data.
Nonetheless, the incentives will continue, the latest a monthly stipend.
Effective January 1st, mothers in South Korea will receive an equivalent of $550 per month per child until that infant turns one. That parent pay is set to rise to $800 next year. But for those who are from here, the district of Gangnam, which has the lowest fertility in Seoul, a one-time birth bonus of $1,500 awaits, or higher, if the infant is a third or fourth child.
Kwon Yujin is expecting her second baby next month. She walked away from a career in education consulting when she had her eldest, Hyun. She welcomes the cash for additional expenses such as nappies and bottles, but the real help she needs, an extra pair of hands, is still out of reach.
That's the kind of service that I really need, because since I have two children, if one is sick, then I need to go to the hospital, but I have to carry my infant second child to go to the hospital with my first child, and it'll be very difficult. Because it's not like my husband can be here like 24/7 and he needs to go out to work.
One sociologist says the government has missed the mark, pointing to young people who face low wages and unstable employment prospects, which leads to increased competition and brewing distrust between genders.
Children are a lifelong commitment, and many young adults find it difficult to think about being responsible for the one person's life when they're not sure about their future. So furthermore, some young adults are constantly exhausted and tired as a result of working long hours.
As lifespans increase, economists project that by 2050, for every 100 working South Koreans, there will be 76 dependents, both minors and the elderly. The government will need to decide how to prevent the demographic imbalance from tipping into a fight over limited resources. Eunice Kim, Al Jazeera, Seoul.